The wild weather and traffic gridlock Souk residents endured in 2024 has Mayor Maha Tate ready to navigate whatever challenges the coming year may bring. This year, the district aims to build on successes from 2024, such as the Council Club program for elementary school classes, which Tate highlighted as a standout initiative. Hearing the ideas of some of our youngest residents always provides a fresh and inspiring perspective, reminding us of the importance of long-term planning through their lens, she said. Other highlights for the mayor included the unveiling of murals at Heritage Row, which reflected the community's history and culture while bringing people together. Another point of pride for Tate was the growth of the budget engagement process, which saw over 1,000 residents participate. Their input truly forms the foundation of our budget development, ensuring it reflects the priorities of the community, she said. Looking to the new year, Tate said she is excited about projects like the Little River Crossing, a multi-use trail and bridge project designed to enhance regional connectivity by linking Sunriver Way and Poirier Elementary School. The district will also set its sights on new priorities, including the submission of the Municipal Regional Destination Tax, MRDT, application. Tate called the MRDT a valuable tool to bolster and resource our local economy. The district also plans to advance transportation solutions, conduct a midpoint review of the Parks and Trails Master Plan, and re-engage with the official community plan. We will also focus on growing partnerships with First Nations and supporting local businesses through targeted economic development strategies, Tate said. The past year was not without challenges. In 2024, we saw the incredible resilience, care, and compassion of our community through two significant weather events. The Old Man Lake wildfire in the summer and the bomb cyclone in the fall, said Tate, adding that the coming year would likely bring its own unique difficulties. One of the biggest challenges we face is diversifying funding sources. We're transitioning to 24/7 policing, which is an important investment, but it comes with significant financial implications, she said. Additionally, the district may be pushed to absorb other costs previously borne by the province, such as ECOM, 911 call services, which adds to the strain on municipal resources. Balancing these needs while maintaining fiscal responsibility will be a key focus in the year ahead, Tate said. As she prepares to face a new year in Souk, Tate said she is drawing inspiration from the region's past political leaders. I reflect on the legacies of Norm McGuinness and John Horgan, two individuals who have significantly shaped our community through their leadership and dedication. Building on the foundation they helped establish, we aim to continue fostering a culture of kindness and collaboration in Souk, she said. A message of kindness is one that Tate continues to relay throughout Souk and is one she hopes to see the community lean on as they face a new year. As we enter 2025, I want to thank the people of Souk for their continued care and engagement. Our community's strength lies in its inclusivity, kindness, and compassion, Tate said. These values, along with our shared resilience and collaboration, will carry us through the challenges and opportunities ahead. I look forward to continuing our work together.